this morning. Ask the Holy Ghost to give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. In other words, we are praying that we will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know Him. Your knowing God must be a different thing altogether. You must not just know God. Your knowing God must be deeper. This morning, pray that that knowledge will come in the name of Jesus. You need it. You need to know God. You need to know who God is. You need to know who God is. You must know who God is. You need to know. You need to know. I need to know. You need to know who God is. Who God is, you need to know. Ra Kataya, Awazi, Eleze, Kemeze, Amaza, Kitale, Bamu, Nokopelo, Masi, Ele, Sele, Kibababa, Mamulande, Re Kato, Amazi, Eleke, Amazande, Re Kato, Amazi, Eleke, Amazande, Mazale, Kite, Mamu, Nokopelo, Eleke, Amazande, I have made you too small in my eyes. was maybe too small in our eyes. And on top of it, but believing in lie. But we say, Lord, and we turn back to you, O God. And we say, heal our hearts once again. Heal our hearts. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Help to know you better. Help us to be like Moses. Help us to be like Moses. Help us to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Help us to be like Daniel, the Jew. May we be like Abraham. May we be like Moses. May we be like Isaac. May we be like Enoch. May we be like Enoch. Hey! God, that is our heart behind this one. We want to know you. We want to know you. We want to know everything about you. We don't want to bless you but you. Ah, we thank you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Can you sit with the enemies? Hallelujah. We are in you, God. You are the Lord. Yahweh.
Yeah.
having the law. How can we have the law? We said, number one, pray and the Holy Ghost will help you. Because the Bible says the Holy Ghost is our helper, isn't it? Oh, isn't it? Everything is supposed to be supposed to help. Look, think of everything. You see, when Jesus Christ was on earth, the disciples didn't lack. They never lacked. When they came for money to go and pay tax, they told Peter, hey Peter, you are a fisherman. Okay, say yes. Go and put a hook in the fish, in the sea, a river or whatever. You will catch a fish, open the fish mouth, there's money there, pick it and go and pay. Hey, what a shock! Can you imagine? Hallelujah! I believe if Peter was a farmer, crop farming, or maybe Peter was dealing in animal farming, well, ask Peter, go the black sheep, when you go, leave the tail, you see money inside, pick it, and go and pay. You see, I'm trying to paint a certain kind of God, a God that nothing is too hard for him. Amen. 5,000 men came and they were so hungry in the desert. God had stayed with him for 3 days and he had feelings for them. He told them, Philip, feed them. And Philip was like, are you serious? These 5,000 men outside women, outside children, in this desert, what are we going to do for them? But the Bible says he knew what he would do. Look, God has settled your case in the name of Jesus. Amen. That case has been settled in the name of Jesus. Amen. He said he knew what he would do. When we say we don't have anything, be practical, we don't have anything. You can imagine Philip telling Jesus, we have nothing. Only this small boy who has fishes and some loaves for him. He said, bring it. I would say he lifted him up and gave thanks and blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a song like that. He lifted it up. How small the fish, how small the bread, how small the business is now. The God is blessing it in the name of Jesus. And that business will expand in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are selling some of pepper or tomatoes or chewing gum. All you need is the blessings of God. The Bible says, it's the blessings of God that make it rich. He adds no sorrow. He blessed it and said, break it for them. I'm sure you went out. This man is serious. 5,000 men ate, women ate, children ate. Then he told them, the crabs, and they had 5 and 12 baskets full of crabs of fishes and bread from only 5 loaves and 2 fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Yeah. Clap for Jesus. Because the one who, when the wine was finished, the man came and told him, he said, look, fetch water into the pot. Fetch water. I believe one of them asked them, they didn't ask for water, they asked for drink. What kind of business? He said, just fresh water into the pot. And they fresh water. After he came and told the master, we have only fresh water. He said, serve them. Hey! What the fuck? What the shock? God is going to shock you in the name of Jesus. What the thing that you are going to receive as a surprise shock? In the name of Jesus. Amen. And then they set the water like that. Nobody knew when the water didn't run. Nobody knew when. I get to the point. Oh, I get to the point. But when the people tasted the water, said, how have you kept the better wine now? Ask God, we are drunk and we are bush. And they told him, in every party, every man says the good one first. But you know what? Is it so that the power of God is not the power of man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to enjoy life in the name of Jesus. Your life will be sweet in the name of Jesus. There won't be bitterness. There won't be any kind of life which is not good in the name of Jesus. And they said, I will go. But someone like me will also come, who is going to help you to do exactly as I did. Hallelujah. He said, somebody is going to come. So he said, I want to give you what? Comfortless. It means as I'm with you, there's comfort. You need money, you get. You need food, you get. You are sick. One day, Peter's mother-in-law. Peter was a family man. He had a wife, children, and mother-in-law. When the mother-in-law was, malaria has caught him, her, and she was sick. He has a memory. Jesus went to the house and laid hands on her. Bible says immediately at once the fever left her, and the woman who was suffering under rancor and malaria, whatever, she got up and said to Jesus, "What? Come, Jesus." And the Holy Spirit is supposed to do exactly what Jesus did, and even more. Because at the point Jesus said, I have many more things to tell you, but you cannot comprehend it, you cannot take it. But when He, the Holy Ghost, comes, so our Christian life must not be like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for some reason. Tell me that you must be fearful. You must be fearful. They come to catch your animal and they tell him, this is for Alex. Oh, sorry. But you know who Alex is.
I know him.
Hallelujah. But you know that this pound, if I get this pound, I will end up vomiting more than 1 pound. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is supposed to make our lives like that. Just as Jesus Christ was with us. Unfortunately, we don't have much revelations about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I have spoken about it sometimes, but I will still talk about it. For us to know how important the Holy Ghost is. Amen. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I won't leave you like orphans. The Holy Ghost will come. Whatever you couldn't do or you could do, you are going to do it and even do it more. So one of the things the Holy Ghost is supposed to help us do this year is the Holy Ghost, that you must pray that the Holy Ghost will influence your heart to love Him more in the name of Jesus. Unfortunately, many of us in church and in Christian have let the Holy Ghost and have gone for other spirits. Some of us are full of demons. You are in church if you read the book we use for fasting and prayers. Demons and how to deal with them. But like that, demons are in Christians. Christians come to church with demons in them. I'm telling you, they're prince. Demons are in Christians. We don't be allowing the Holy Ghost to influence our hearts. I just said, pray. We allow demons rather influence our hearts and our decisions. A Christian talk and you wonder whether this people is a Christian full of slander and accusation. And gossip, full time gossip, and it's in church. At the point, the things in church and the things out of the church, there's no difference. The one who protests the same way as the church protests, we talk the same way as they talk, we argue and talk the same way as they argue and they fire. Fornication, they don't even say it. I think we need to fornicate more than they. I'm telling you, you don't come and sit here. You are coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Suppose the boss said, when we meet here, when we talk of sexual immorality, it shouldn't even be mentioned among this, like, we have moved far. It's like, and you can serve me a blasphemy. It's like somebody who is eating bread and tea. And you put the bread inside. See, in the place you can do it. God, I did. My grandmother may be sitting in his head, he must be not put fast. I also grew up in that. But I went to school where they taught us kept us terrible manners. You don't put the milk into the tea. You have to take the bread and the cup, take a sip, take a bite. Hey, they have no. They have it. Take a sip. Take a bite. What kind of gentleness is this? But you see, that is how Apostle Paul is talking about. He said, when we meet them, some of these things should not be mentioned among us. It's like we have met and we are talking and we are solving issues, and the issues concerning a brother has a problem with a brother in the same church and they can't solve it. It's like, no, Mepene, who are you? Shete, hey, we are one who won't talk. We have allowed the Holy Ghost to influence our lives, and other things have entered into our heart, and we are in church, and we accuse, find fault, wicked attitude towards each other, biting each other, destroying each other, suspecting each other, gossiping about each other, fornicating. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not you in the name of Jesus. Please pray for you in the name of Jesus. When you are holding the name of Jesus, after you are holding the name of Jesus, every power that is making you not to be holy is broken in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is going to influence us to love Him in the name of Jesus. It's going to influence. He said, even when you are talking, man, he said, let your speech be seasoned. Be seasoned with grace, so it may minister grace unto the hearers. Because Abraham has great comfort. So when you talk, it's like knife in our hearts. So, but as you know, I'm a pastor, before you talk to me, tell anything on the phone. I'm asking myself, a pastor, before you know that, say, pastor, so talk to him. Hello? Why? Hey. 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 Oh, Israel. You are not gentle on the phone. The person doesn't know him. The person doesn't know the person. Be gentle. Some people do not have good manners. But you see, two wrongs don't make one right. Do you understand? He has misbehaved on the phone. It doesn't also mean he also misbehaved towards him or her on the phone. And whatever, that who is that? Oh no, please, I miss your call. You need to call, I'll not call you a bit. Okay. Thank you. Very hard. But some of us. It's not simple at all. But you see, the Holy Ghost is supposed to make our lives so beautiful. Hallelujah. So one of the things we are supposed to do is we are supposed to pray. And the Holy Ghost will influence our hearts for us to love Him. Amen. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost doesn't influence our heart to love Him, man. It will break it to go to love. Because if you look at what was talking about love, if you read 1 Corinthians 13, that was true. Today, I'm not very blessed, we are going to give you two. So remind me, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, that means love, I have become like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity or love, I am nothing. So Apostle Paul through the Holy Ghost is telling us that love is above everything in the name of Jesus. Look at it. He said, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, can you imagine? Verse 2. He said, and though I have a gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I can remove mountains, and I have no love, you are useless. So it tells you that love is everything. Hallelujah. Now look at what he said. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be buried, and have not charity in his love, it prompted me. Verse 4. Charity in his love. Charity suffered wrong. Hallelujah. So, you know, this character or this attitude is not in you. It means you are not loving. It's not love. The Holy Ghost is not there. He said, charity does what? Suffering long. Charity does what? Verse 4. No, verse 4. Just the first part. Although your name. Long suffering. Give me another verse. Another version. Love is patient. Another version. Then another. Love is patient. Okay, love suffers long. Love is what? You say, charity suffered long. Charity suffered long. You see, love never gives up. Love never does what? That's why, in my own opinion, I believe that if you love, you can divorce. Yeah. If your marriage, if your husband, you saw your husband on the top of a woman, or you came and saw your wife on another woman, that's possible. If you came and saw your wife on another woman, or you came and saw your husband on another man, or you came and saw another man, either on top of a woman or under a man, you will be accepted. Yeah, see the moment. Either on top or under, because some of us we walk on top, so two words under us. Good words. Yes. You just tell your wife, how could you do that?
What?
Don't do that again. And then you ask Apostle, what made you do that? I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing that. Love never gives up. That's why you must not give up on your friend. tell your neighbor, you can't give up on me.
Because their husband is in the bar.
So the purpose of them in the bar
voice she wants to sing. That request she wants to come to the bar and come and face all those cassava sticks.
Singing and dancing. Amen. It's not only about singing. It's not only about dancing. It's not only about whatever. But keeping his commandments shows how deep your love is for God. Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
We have to learn how to keep God's commandment. And then we're told in 1 John 5, 3 that the commandment of God, they are not grievous. Isn't it? It's not difficult. And yet, because when you compare the consequence of you disobeying the commandment of God and then the consequence of you obeying the commandment of God, rather the cost is high in disobedience than the cost in obedience. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You are burning as a gentleman. You are not married because God has called you to marry. And you are burning. You are having erections every now and then. But discipline of your flesh has tell you the word of God. Tell it how can a man keep his way pure by paying heed to the word of God. So you have learned to be disciplined and put your stick inside and cross your leg and drink clean pure water and pray, Holy Ghost, when shall I marry? When shall I marry? Yesterday when we went at the most, but the night before, the Friday night, we're in the room and then she came. She went back and came. He said, Papa, tomorrow by this time, tomorrow by this time, I'm going to be my wife. My brother, listen, brother, I'll buy you K1 jam. K1 jam. Papa, wait, come on. But this time, they are on it. They know better than finished. They didn't change. The official go back. But Reverend Andy has waited for a long time, temptations. He has kept himself pure. So yesterday, hallelujah, amen. And you have kept yourself, your discipline and this thing. Look, the consequence of you keeping yourself pure is far better than you blowing and blowing and be blown and be blowing and blowing because of a blowing blow. I'm telling you. Pregnancy, illegal abortion, because it's full of silence, you have to go to abortion illegal way and you bleed. So die. One woman had a husband and children. She went outside and became pregnant and went and saw a pastor in JD. And they did abortion for her. And she prayed and prayed because she's hiding from the husband. What about you? Who made you pregnant? I'm telling you a true story. I had a woman till she died. Very beautiful about Kokopa. She was brought on a stretcher. But then I was a nurse in human world. She was brought on a stretcher. She has bled all her blood out. So I said, look, let's go and report the police. Go and arrest that doctor who did it. The doctor who did it. Who did it? The man said, Chalo, that is Chalo. She went there. I'm gonna eat a car. I this. Now we have a husband. Then I go to. Do you understand? I can't tell you abortion. It's abortion, but I didn't know. The woman died like a guinea fowl on the stretcher. Before we kept her on bed, she was gone. So the person, what I told you, that you couldn't keep on this life. The burden is too much that you can't put your leg across. Dr. Elvis, maybe you can help us. Walk out. Listen, some women pay more than men, I'm telling you. Some women pay more than men. They pay. Their sexual drive is high. You people, hey, you have a thousand fine. Hey, come here. So women pay. The pen is too. What did he care? He said, rent. I am paying. What should I do? I give you a car. And you see, I was so glad that she was so frank and so open. I don't want to fornicate, but the pain is just too much. So I said, check what kind of music do you listen to? What kind of movies do you watch? What kind of books do you read? What company do you keep around? Because all these things has a way of us all. Because you see, the biggest sex organ is the brain. The biggest sex organ is the brain. So what you expose the brain to, you are watching women and they are kissing. Hey, and they're holding breasts. And they're holding buttons. And you are watching. But why would you wear? On your phone, porno. If you have porno on your phone, you are a fool. Gentlemen, you go to website. www.thatmama.com. Then you watch women having sex, men having
having sex and you are watching Christian brother, now you burn it, now challenge you better, then you mark the tent.
The Russian make your challenge come like this. Then you are.
Watch it. Watch it. Why won't you fornicate? When people send you WhatsApp and the WhatsApp they send is a no WhatsApp, look, not if you open it, delete it before you open. When the WhatsApp comes, sometimes you can see the image, the blind image before you download. When you see your WhatsApp, delete it. Don't want to see it. But seeing it can easily cause some waves. Hey, subhanAllah. You want another masturbate. I'm telling you. Because I will give us a poem.
Praise God.
Yes.
Medically, I think sexual arousal is through your senses. Yeah. What you are seeing, what you are hearing, what you are touching, and all those aspects. So I just want to say that it's best you are able to control all these, because if you are putting images in your mind, it will stimulate your libido, to stimulate your arousal, but before you realize you are doing things you shouldn't be doing. The company you are keeping, where you find yourself, maybe keeping yourself at close angles, finding yourself alone in the night, all those things, because I read a book, the sexual arousal of a man or a woman can be stimulated by just a touch, a handshake.
That's right.
So if by just a handshake, so if you shake, it's like a process.
Yeah, like a process.
So as it starts, then it goes on. Before you realize it ends up in sleeping with a woman. So I just want to encourage us, if, as Rev has said, if we are not married, we are all burning, but then I think the best thing is for the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can stay pure for Him.
Even we are married, even as a married man, even we are married, we still pray. Your wife is dead and you still pray. I'm telling you, that's it, why. So you see, marriage is not a panacea for sexual immorality. You see, Apostle Paul says to avoid fornication. But the fact is that you can still have your wife and still have other appetites for other women. It's a demon, because the demon will come and make you have. Why will your wife? Every organ this woman has, your wife has it. Probably what is even better than this woman. So what makes you go for this woman when your wife has the same thing? The same structure, the same color, the same height, and the same thing. Bush, mush, black around and red inside. Why wouldn't you focus on it and then go and follow this woman? It's a demon. I'm telling you, and you need to exercise discipline. You must be. Apostle Paul says, I put my body under. He said, I put my body with blows. I hit it with blows. But the body is an animal. The body is an animal. Eat. Ego as parable. Eat animal. So, if you don't learn to tame this animal, to let the animal come under control of the spirit, but then you let the spirit come over the animal, you are hot. You must let the animal, the flesh, let the future born again. You're born again when your flesh is not part. There's a look so out of body, you have to work on yourself to make sure the animal, the flesh, responds to the spirit. You want to pass through fast. You want to pray. The flesh don't debate. You kill the spirit man, defeat the flesh. Otherwise, you will be very sorry. Hallelujah. The kind of compromise. That's why I always say that, look, surround yourself with material that will help you to stay pure. As I say, podcast. Get a phone and get a podcast. Phone with Android, that Android phones. Podcast, bishop messages. Every Sunday, he preaches new messages. Download them and listen. 24, surround yourself with good music, Christian worship music around you. The air you keep around must be pure air. The channels you watch on the DSTV or the watch good movies. Watch good things on the TV. Don't just put your TV on any channel and then you are just watching. Oh, somebody, who kept it there? I'm telling you something. You understand? Otherwise, you will never be pure holy. You will always walk in troubles here and there, abortion, secret abortion. Look, and I always say, look, if you come pregnant, through your foolishness, don't cause abortion. Say amen.
Amen.
Never cause abortion. Abortion is never good. You have come pregnant through your foolishness. Come. Don't cause abortion. Never cause abortion. And don't also go and put loop and family planning. You are not married. You are putting loop and family planning. Some people have condoms in their pockets. They are condoms like a spare time. Oh, should you case what? Amen. Well, guess what? Some of you on your bed, condoms are inside your bed. Who can only men? Who must let get a man come? Let me tell you, condom. Oh, the condom I didn't use. So the woman said, I'm prepared for the men that come. They are prepared. Oh, look at all that, amen. And then the Tobias says, I come back. Hey, you should say, I come back. Did I manage? Can you imagine? So we should always surround ourselves with things like what they say, that we take our mind off, because the biggest source of is the brain. You must be pure, you must be holy. Look, what you say you want to do wedding. The man who breaks your virginity is the man who has taken to the altar. And then on your honeymoon, the man breaks your virginity. Don't break your virginity before you marry. It's not good. Don't do it. Stay pure. Stay holy. Look, if Jesus said the first, he said, my commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. He said, my commandments, listen, this is the Lamb of God that we keep his commandment. We keep a revelation. And his commandments are not grievous. Give a revelation. We keep. He said, the people that will love God comes who will keep his commandment. And they are not all troublesome. They are not. It's not a trouble to be holy. It's not trouble at all. The trouble that comes when you want to break your holiness, to go outside and make yourself filthy. Get gonorrhea. Whatever you read, then you must shout it. I did it! Me what? And because you got it through illegal, you will treat it illegal. And then with the average, it gets worse. Carlos Neutra, isn't it? And then you get your switches. And then you just get rid of it. Your room is too. How do you call it? But it's a good thing, isn't it? Too soon, the room is a mascot, my God is too. Because the greatest girls in the youth, through gonorrhea, who has been poorly treated. And that's same infection also happened in the prophet too, isn't it? Sarcoidosis, isn't it?
Yes.
And causes what?
It causes infertility.
Infertility! And what again? Ectopic pregnancy! Ectopic! Ectopic! Ectopic pregnancy! Because the tubes are blocked up, the tumor inflammation prompts with that, so it's cancer for infertility, or you get ectopic. Because you couldn't keep yourself. So, another question. He said, my compartments are not grievous. If you think it's grievous, disobey it and see what is grievous. You think paying tithes is grievous, disobey it and see what is poor. You think forgiveness is difficult, don't forgive and do what that is. Don't forgive and see what that is. I will never forgive this guy. I will never forgive. Somebody did swear. He said, this guy, I swear, you do not mean. You do not mean punch it in the upright. You will be surprised that heaven will get to the gates and you will force yourself at the gates and you will look through the books. And another book was open. Then you mention your name, Charity Amata Asai. Kungu branch and they go to charity. Tell you about that, they go to all, your name is not there. When you see me walking across, hey, charity, and you say, oh, and the new husband, the sister, the new husband, now you see him, 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 now let me see what you see. One time I received the accident, I was singing the bar. I was singing, people were also singing the bar. I need you, you need me. But you ask him, because unforgiveness will lead you to hell. I'm going to see all of you in heaven and then I'm just any power that wants to take you away from the Lord of heaven, that power is declared destroyed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will never go to hell in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you will do well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will do well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, give us the power to obey your commandments. Help us to obey. Help us to obey. Help us to obey. Loving God means keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. It's not burdensome. You say forgive, forgive, let go. The word forgive, now Jonathan gave us unless yesterday. Did you read it?
Yeah.
On the WhatsApp. Forgive last week's. Well, who read it? Jonathan was unless he read it. Yeah. You say in the Greek, you know, forgive means put it down and let go. Let it go. That means forget it. Drop it and forget it. Look, even as a pastor, I can have so many bitterness and unforgiveness in my heart. I'm telling you. I can have God. Some people, you will help me bring, do everything with them, and they still stab you in the back. You can be bitter. That is why I put my heart to be big to accommodate everybody, irrespective of who you are. Must accommodate everybody. Because we are all suffering. Isn't it? We are ordered to accommodate everybody. People will come with different issues. Different. You can imagine we have asked God for a castle. And then two of our our church members, they not today, some years ago. So don't you think who you are. When they went two. They do what Kazu women and a Kazu on themselves. In their room. One day we were asked to go for our church. And then we asked, where is this guy? And then we said they are gone.
Rebecca just said, hurry up, go, go.
Jesus said unto Simon, unto Peter, Simon, son of Jonas,
loveth thou me more than these? And he said unto him, Yet, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. So feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Hallelujah. There is a direct connection between loving God and feeding the lambs and feeding the sheep. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ equated loving him to feeding his church members. Loving him. That is where some of us, when we are asked to do a follow up, if we are asked to do something, don't think that it's a disturbance. You understand? We are rather happy to love God more. Do you understand? Yeah, because Jesus said, if you love me, then feed my lambs. Who are the lambs? The lambs, other versions say the lambs are the new converts who come to church and receive Christ. They are babies in Christ. They are lambs. They must be fed. They must be nurtured for them to grow. Other versions say the lambs are the same church, the children. The children in the church, the white church, the gay church, the gay church. They are the lambs. We must feed them. We must have a way of grooming them, because the truth is that they are the future pastors of this church. 20-30 years to come, I get to the point, they are going to be the church members of this church. 20 years to come, some of them, they are going to marry themselves. That is why even as a people, we shouldn't be quite out, because you will be surprised to know that my child will marry your child. Give us time, 15-20 years to come, it will happen. Even it's even to you, just 10 years to come, some of the families will come families proper, because my child will marry your child, or your child will marry her child. I get the point. So if at this center we are parents in the church and we are calling among ourselves, we are only helping some. It was for ourselves. Because the truth is that as we are in church and we are Lighthouse Chapel International and our kids are growing the church, one day they are going to marry themselves. One day I will stand in the church and I will give many hands in marriage. I will mention, I stand there as Francis Boku Oshu on this day. And I will mention, give away my daughter, Lisa. The name is what? Lisa Beatrice Osai Owusu in marriage to, and I will mention the person's name with all my blessings. It will come from me. It will happen. It will happen. And I know it will be one of my church members. And I hear Tamale North, Tamale South, or whatever in the area. Yes. So what? Don't you? So my don't you? I'm telling you something. It will happen. You see, that is why I shouldn't partner with you, because your son may marry my daughter. I get the break. That's why I shouldn't partner with you, because you are the dirty man. I will give my daughter for you. Okay, you better not marry me. But assuming that you have a son who is at my parents' age, I will happily give them. If your son comes and says, oh, he has seen a lady I want to marry, don't be that penny. and then you come to tell me, oh, who? Your son? Oh, take it. Just those three five scriptures, that's all. just those three five scriptures. Just those five scriptures. One test. And then give us brother disloyalty, the rundown. State of disloyalty. Just summarize the book. And then summarize the book of Job. Just three. Loyalty is loyalty, the book of Job. And the different scriptures. Because I wouldn't want your son to be beating my daughter. In case you are here and you are a husband, never touch your wife. Irrespective of how profound your wife proposed, you never touch your wife.
Amen.
Don't never. You see, and we always want to justify our foolishness. But she also provoked you. You see how foolish you have become. She also provoked you. No matter how your wife provoked, it was not that wife also beat her hands. I don't want one more. The light go off. I'm telling you, burn household. The light, the impact, the woman lift the man on the wall, boom, and football. And the light went off the whole house. That's what it is. Then I opened, broke the door and opened. Master, the guy was dying. Hey! So, I have to take the guy out. Come and see the man. But you see, irrespective of who provoked who, never stretch your hand on your husband or your wife. Never, you see, it should be okay to you that. You see, that touched me in time. I get the way. That touched me. No matter how your love is. Hey, they're not like that. It is their genetics, they talk. And it can worse when they are annoying. You talk to us, you talk to them. In 1 minute. It's not. In 1 minute, 300 words. Never stretch your hand on your wife. Never. You'll be a peacemaker. Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Be a peacemaker. Never quarrel, never argue, never fight, never stretch your hand towards your spouse. Never. Not be insults. No matter how provoked you are, don't lift your hand against your wife. It is never good. It is never good to stretch your hand towards your wife to beat. It doesn't mean you're a man. It doesn't mean you're a man. You understand? It doesn't mean you're a man. And then they won't say, if a man catch me, if a man, hey, if a man, now who is he? If you're a man, if you're a man, if you know this, my wife said that if I'm a man, then what goes on? You're already a man. Don't improve it. You see, like devil told Satan, Satan told Eve, you understand? The day you eat, if your eyes will open when you be like God. Bible says a man was created in the image of God. So he should have known that he died already. You understand? So there was no need for Satan to prove or for you to prove. No.
have been killing them, you know already. So the eating of the apple shouldn't make me prove. So me beating my wife, you know, should not make me prove. If I'm a man, okay, ha, my guy. So, now you're a man. Now you're a man. After beating your wife, you're a man. Hey, somebody brought the wife to the hospital. And I saw the priest. No, me, I thought it was an accident. Please, Master, look, if I was told that the wife, it was a wife to a man who has been, you think that no, it's not true. Like they are going to do boxing, and after the round, the first round, you see how the things are. She said the things are becoming. The woman's face was like that. Hey! And you see, the girl was gasping. So I told them, you know what? Report the police, because this is not a good case. Report the police, it's not a good case. He was gasping. Gasping. Gasping means he was panting for air. Then he was vomiting. When she was blood, he said, hey! Vomiting the mask all over. The chair, papa, and I'm not papa. And he's really more challenging. Gasping, restless. I said to him, go and report. This is not a good case. So after assessing the case, give the medication, give oxygen. Unfortunately, we didn't have oxygen. That cannot be 59 years. No oxygen in the hospital. The woman gasped and gasped. Have to drop the bed, turn the head to the secretion. So otherwise, the secretion can also choke the woman. Then she would be like, pastor. So then the secretion come out clean. New suction machine, suck the mucus and gasped. I did the treatment and I walked away. I told them, go and report. Then so the book kept my office, but nothing wrong. Doctor, who did it? I said, Charlie, I cannot go and report. I've seen the case. It's a bad case. Go and report to the police. Otherwise, the girls people can come and say that they have come to connive with me and we have made a case. So go and report to the police. After 2 hours, I went and checked on the girl. She was fantastic. After 3 hours, I went again. The casting has reduced. After 4 hours, she was recovering. So the following day, she recovered. I almost told her to leave the house, to leave the man's house. I almost told her. Because I knew she was going to bite us with bad. The bite us with bad. Look, I knew the girl was going to die. Why? Because the husband. And so, what's the provocation for you to beat the woman like this? What at all? Come. No, Sakina, come. No, you come. You are smaller. Come. Aha, you come. No, you come. You can imagine, this is my wife. And then we are parallel. And I'll beat her. Abi, you're my father, judge. I won't take it. Your weight is how much? Like my cousin. Most black don't know their weight. They know their age. They are ugly. They don't know their age. All you know is hell. But the white man knows their weight. They know their blood group, sickly status. They know white man is caring about every condition in his or her body. But blacks, it is the one every day. That's all now, judge. We have fought and I'm beating this girl. I mean, you will be a judge, you are in the seat. How will you judge? It's a child abuse or what do you call it? Domestic violence in the highest order. I just said for him. So to me, if we're a man, there's no need for you to beat a woman. I don't think you consider. There is no need for you to be
your wife or you to insult your wife in the business. Not even insult, even to beat. Don't even do it. It should be okay to you. It should be calm. I don't know how we got there. But I was talking about feeding, isn't it? Yeah. And we need to feed, because feeding the children of God, that is why last 2 weeks and last week, I made them go to Apache with big money. Two cars every week. Go to Apache, learn what Satan has been, and come and do the same thing here. Because I felt the Holy Ghost was telling me, he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, feed my lambs. And then what the lambs? The Sunday school children, our babies, and the lambs. Jesus said, if we love him, then we should feed them. We should nurture them. We should bring them in the way of God. Are you getting the point? And then he says, feed my lambs. Feed. So it means that one of the ways in loving God is also get involved in the things of God in the church. Some of us are not committed in the church. Some of us are not committed at all. When we say, even wait for chapel meetings, you don't wait, but you are hard to leave. It's like this child will give blood too much. We're always hurrying, and yet you say you love God. Meanwhile, we meet and we do visitation even on Sunday. Friends start to go and visit. You want to see, and look at ask another friend. We walk. Let the money change. Nobody gave me another friend. I walk left, right, center of money to Kasaniku. I walk and to UBS as a rapper to bring up money. Deliberate bigger money in your name. I send your name into sections, bigger money, Pwani, Asawapa, and then Kasamiku, and then so I know members, these members they are from this area. And I know everybody, because he said, if you love me, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. You go and pray for them. Sometimes you go and take them to hospital. Sometimes you go and there is nothing to eat. Nothing in black man's home by 5 or 6 o'clock. A black man's home. What must you see in the pot? The butcher, the tripod, or the cobalt. What must you see? It must be warm. You must see signs of fire, isn't it? But you go to a church member's house and then 5 or 6 o'clock, she's in the room and the pot is cold. It's a message. It's a message. It's a message. Yeah. It's a message. You love me, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my love. That is why some of us must be committed. You see, and the truth is that as you are doing an assignment or a task to do, obey and do, because the prosperity of your life also is attached to the work that you do. I don't give you something to do. Just do it, because in the course of the doing what on earth to do, that is where God is going to bless you. The presence of God comes. If you are asked to sing in the past, come for your heads up. Don't think it's the brother. Don't think it's grievous. Come for your heads up. Walk in the sun. I don't have a way. Who should give you a friend? If I walk for your heads up. I don't have motor, I don't have cars, they're not serious. Who give you motor, who give you car? Walk and come. If you love God. And the sun is too much. And so what? Look at it. If you love me, feed. Visit, visitation. We walk to visit. We literally walk to visit people. We walk in any, I don't know any corner in that I don't even know. And every village that my church member stays, I'm in a village. If I go, even at the vacation, they go home, I follow up in their villages. When I go to open the village, I will put up in their farms. And go visit in their farms, and they're always happy to see a pastor. Even after school, they have come home, and the pastor follows up to their homes and to their farms.
Chakukundo, Umwonido, Kafonido, Mapepo, Wapuli. I go as far as Piam. Piam, yes, Piam. I go as far as Makahili. Bibla Road. Makahili. I go and then I get to villages there and then go to Jabiru number one, Jabiru number two, because my members are staying there. I visit and today all of them come. They are done well. They are all done well. At the mission. They are all done well. Some are nurses, some are teachers. So, just a short time for the wedding. And Reverend Andy, because they knew Reverend Andy. Reverend Andy was like my brother. He was like my brother. I get no way. Different father, different mother. I didn't know him from anywhere. We became parties in church since 1999. And we have been parties, that's your mix. Yeah. We have been parties, till now. But friends, we eat together. Even in NTC, he will leave his home and come and be in our dormitory with us. Friends! I bought my friend last year, one of my loved ones gave 2,000. It was 180. NTC used to be, can you imagine? I bought my friend's bike, mountain bike, as strong as a body, one horse. Very tall. That was what I used. When after the walk, you know, I now graduated into riding bicycle for my journey. And Reverend Andy came for the bicycle. They were having prayer meeting at their church. And then whilst Andy was coming with my bike, he had an accident. Hey! When they bought the bike, their bike had come like this. Hey! You remember, it wasn't easy. 2,000 hospital. Fortunately, the mother was like this. This is the nurse, nothing like this. And the nurse, him and all that, he came better. When they repaired the bike again, and we're still using it, our outreach. You remember it, or isn't it? Yeah. Are you getting the point? Because the truth is that if you love me, Jesus said, participate in the work that we do. Don't isolate yourself. When we say do something, do. Look, some of us say, even when we say married couples, stay behind. Mama Jane is coming to teach. You think it's a water. Look, give me the book, the Modern Marriage. Give me one. Lydia. Modern Marriage. I just told my chain. I just told him, get this book. And the following day, she bought it and she called me that I have bought the book. I said, wow. Okay, let's start doing something. Let's start doing marriage school. We started. Papa, Papa, Papa. Can you look at us? Are we not blessed? Oh, I'm not blessed. Yeah, I want to have God. I get the point. Because she will spend time read this book and even read other books. Come and feed us. Because if you love me, feed something that happened to me, can be done and go. I have mouth to feed.
Wow.
Every married couple buy this book. One is how much? Lydia. 40 Ghana. Every marriage couple here. Raise your hand, your marriage raise your hand. Let me see. Your marriage raise your hand. Oh, raise your hand above your head, please. Please, get one. Raise your hand. Please, can you get one? It's good. And the need of your relationship. And it is heading towards marriage. Please get one. Because it is a manual for our marriage school. As Jane is teaching
the singles, those who are in relationship, those who are not in relationship, and the married couples, every Sunday a session will be here, and she spent her time to teach, to feed. You understand? Because our life, we must, our blessing must be holistic. You must be blessed in marriage. You must be blessed in your business as well. Amen. You must be blessed everywhere. You must be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a compulsory. If you are married, the next meeting you are going to have, if you don't have this book, you won't come there. And if you don't come there to work, that one is a problem. And you better understand.
Amen.
If you don't have it, you won't come. And if you don't come there too, this is a problem. Yes. So all married couples, please get this book. Only 49. The soft copy is there, hard copy is there. Buy it. And let's use it. Our marriage will be blessed. Clap for Jesus. Amen. So I want to encourage all of us to really participate in the things, because loving God also means the scripture. Loving God also means what? Feeding his lambs, feeding his sheep, and feeding his sheep. Are you getting the point? Feeding, 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 feeding. We need to feed. We need to feed the members. We need to feed them. How many of you will be happy if people come and stand here and they're giving testimonies? Oh, this, oh, that. It's not a blessing. Oh, it's not a blessing. It's a blessing. But when you see your church member, your own friend, sister, church member, and you see him or her, and he's always going to be Pokemon, it's not a good thing. Are you getting that point? It's not a good thing. So we are God, Titus 2. We are close. Titus 2. Titus 2. Titus. Titus. Verse 3. Okay, verse 1. But thou must speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. So the old woman and the old man in the church, Bible is saying that we should men of sober, grave, temperance, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Have you seen it? Oh, is it there? Is it there? Now, verse 3. The aged woman likewise. How you see? Aged men. Now, aged women. Aged in the women who are also older in the church. There is also a role for you to play. Look at it. He said, the aged women likewise, that they may be in, they may be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be just, keep us at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God cannot. Now, the aged men, their role is too small. Look at it. Verse 2. The aged men in sober, is it possible to know that men are challenging? And yeah, yeah. Is that possible? Men like watching football, reading news while the wife is cooking and packing for food. Hey, men are wicked. Wicked men. May we not wicked men in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
No wives or prophets in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Some husbands in church don't help their wives at all. It's not good. Now listen. Sober, grave, temperance, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. To stop. But verse 3. You see verse 3. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers. Have you seen it? Or
a young woman to be sober, because some of the young men are not sober. I bet they are not sober at all. They are not sober at all. Some of the young women are not sober. So if Apostle Paul says, our mothers in church teach the young women to be sober. So there is a rule. Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. And this is the rule of everybody in the church. Be sober. They should teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keep it at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. And that the word of God be not blasphemed. Look at the young men. Young men likewise, you see, we're going to share. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things, show yourself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech. That cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary path may be ashamed, having no evil to say of you. Now servants, look at this. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, and no answer back. The order you obey, not paralleling. This is big English. Check it, the meaning. But showing all good fidelity, that means faithfulness, that they will adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. Hallelujah. So everybody has a role to play in the church. You understand? So all of us, we need to know what role have you been given, or if you're not been given anything, what can I do? Hallelujah. What can I do to help? What can I do to make this church a better place? Unfortunately, some of us still don't believe that lifers are a church. Two of us, some church members here, when it is Easter, they know where to go to church. When it is the first all night, they know where to go for all night. When it is, no, it's the traditional Sunday, they come to Lighthouse and show their torture cases. Some of us, if we make a mistake and we move from this area to a different area, we will come to church. Because the church is now too far. So it's that your commitment to the church, you know, is not good. So we are coming to the church not because we love the church, because we love God, but because of proximity. Because the church is close, you know, let's manage it here. But if the church move from close to far, that will be the end of you in the church. You look for the next church to go far, and the marriage is like that. You don't want to prepare and sacrifice a minute to go to church. Look at where you are staying and where your office is. It's far. And you go to work every day on some service and go to work. But church in here is too far. Church is far. But your office and your home is even better. Your school and your home. One day my church member, they left running and they came to stay at this business complex. Here is complex. Tipoli, no. Policy is back. Their house is destroyed. So their house is the last house. Over say inside. Yes. Inside. Because they have bought their house there. So they left Yoni and they came there. Their school was still in Yoni. And every Monday to Friday, they will come to school. Like that. Sunday, they told me where the church is too far. I said, look, you better come on. I
Otherwise, if I descend on you over there, we'll see who won. I wasn't easy with them at all, because as a sheep or as a lamb, you have to treat the person in a way that you know God personally. Sometimes we come too short on the sheep and don't grow well. They don't grow well. They don't know who God is. You put them pampers at the age of 6 years, they still in pampers. They are not even telling how to poop, how to do it. 6 years, you are still buying pampers. You are not serious. You are a bad mother. You are a bad pastor. So as a good pastor, you should know how to put out the sheep and the lamb, how to feed them. Today they are all in church. All those family, Esther and all her help, they are still in church. Even yesterday they came for the wedding. For Holy Passing, they came for the wedding. I said yes. You see, I'm close to that with them. Oh, it's true. Why do you so far? You see, as a man of God, you see, I'm a Christian too, so. But Charlie, they have been going to school every day from the same area. Oh, I don't come. What can come to church for long? What's it there? Oh, yes, serious. What can come to church? I want to tell the mother, your children are still our church members and they are still coming to church. How do they come with their own problem? Hey, Sujama, you come to the man in your name. Sujama, oh. Papa Duguka, Papa Duguka, the tall man has come. In Hausa, Papa Duguka, all Sujama has come. Today, they have all done well in church in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. Just bow down your head. I'm going to do something. I want you to ask God. Maybe you don't know yet what you can do in church. But Jesus says there is a direct connection between loving him and the work in his house. There is a connection between loving God and taking care of God's people. There is a connection between the heart of Jesus and then the sheep. Every mother heart is close to the child. They want to know the anger of the mother touch the child in a certain way. You see an angry woman like a lion. And that's how God is. His heart is with his children. So he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, take care of my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Yes, take care of my sheep. Mary, do you love me? Yes, take care of my sheep. The mistake is that we have been careful and taking care of ourselves. Selfishness. Me, myself, and mine. Me and my husband and my daughter. Me and my daughter. Every day, me and my daughter. Me and my daughter. It has become too much. It has taken attention from the people that God has given to us to take care. Take care. Take care. He said, take care of my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. When you ask Holy Ghost, what can I do in church? Just pray. I want to do something. I want to participate in taking care of your sheep. I want to help Mama Jane to organize. I want to help Joshua to take care of the first timers. I want to help Enoch to handle the bar. I want to be in the bar. I want to help the ushers to handle the chairs, to clean up. I want to join the heat squad, the community squad. I want to join the bookshop. There is enough work in the house of God. There is enough work. I want to help or join the visitation team. Then we go and visit. We go and take care and pray and see the condition of our church members. I want to join the prayer warriors. We want to pray for them 24/7. We will pray for the church members. Ask yourself, what can I do? The work in the church is
we can't finish it. We have a welfare. They handle our monies. We have people who take care of our MTN mobile money, whatever. And when we get the money, they bring it and we purchase. We have people who go to the secondary schools around and they push Eli, James, and his team. They go and preach Sunday after Sunday. Week after week. I college, Springfield, whatever. We have the orphanage, people who go to orphanage to talk to them, to keep them and encourage them. We started the hospital ministry, it didn't work because they didn't give me the chance. And the prisons, it didn't work. What we don't want. But there are enough work in the house of God. If you love me, Charlie, take care so put your hands on the pick. Help. You love me, help me to take care of God's people. Ask yourself, what can I do? What must I do? If you are certain, then pray about it. God will give you ideas how to handle it, how to go about it. Somebody came and told me, I want to take care and teach the children in the church. I said, brother, go ahead. Somebody came and said, all the secondary school guys and the armies are going to buy whiteboard and I'm going to teach them maths and English because it is a major problem. I said, sister, go ahead. She went ahead, bought the whiteboard, bought the marker, bought the duster. What can you also do? Do you love me? Yes. Take care of my sheep. Do you love me? Yes. Take care of my lambs. Rakataya, mayatana katabana. Oh, my Akate, Benelbe, Rakate, Ayate, Benelbe, Benelbe. God is looking for people who love him this year, to love him. That means to always keep his commandments and to always take care, to feed the lambs, to feed the sheep, to take care, to pray, to visit, to be committed in the house of God, to the things of God. Some are ushers, some count money, some are whatever, some clean, some beat the drum instrumentalists, some are operating, they are protecting things, some are doing various things, some are even bringing more than they must do. Because the hands are few, the work is plenty, but the laborers are few. Why? Because so many of us have become selfish. We are thinking about ourselves. All your interest is about yourself. Anything which is not coming up, they won't do it. I don't want to walk in the dark to come to the evening service. I don't want to walk in the sun to come to the head house. Selfishness. You don't love him. You don't love him. You don't. Your love is fake. You want to renew your love for him. Want to be your love for him. Philip Majin is going to meet other group. Because Philip Majin, I want to be your organizer. I want to organize them for you. I want to be your organizer. When it comes to your modern school, who's your group? I want to organize them for you. You're also doing something. And God is going to bless you. Your prosperity is spread around the work that God has given to you in his house. Don't look down upon it. Don't belittle it. Don't be proud. Humble yourself. It is feeling clean. Some of us, we know too much. We know too much. So we don't even believe what the man God is saying. Don't know too much. Humble yourself. And God will bless you. Meadow.
Your blessings is tied around what God is asking you to do. I'm telling you.